Now we're joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's at Agrible and has a look at the weather forecast. Eric, thanks for being with us for the day. What's on tap?
Well, Todd, I think the most important thing that we can be talking about right now is the fact that we need to get everybody outside and enjoying the beautiful weather we're going to have over the next couple of days. Yesterday's rainfall, you know, moved out early this morning. We had some fog early this morning, but that's now pushing off to the east. And what we've got coming in is going to be some really nice conditions here in the middle part of the country, and especially right here in the state of Illinois. 70-degree temperatures for highs. I, for one, am very much looking forward to this. Now, those folks along the southern United States where we're trying to plant a crop right now, we're going to have a lot of severe weather stretching from Texas over the next several days all the way to the East Coast, multiple rounds of strong to severe storms. For us here in Illinois, our next chance at getting some stronger to severe storms will probably come through on Sunday. We're going to watch to our south some strong scattered thunderstorms, maybe coming up on Saturday, but more than likely getting here on Sunday. And that is certainly going to put a damper on the end of the weekend with the potential for some strong storms. But I want everyone to get out and enjoy this because of what I've been seeing coming up middle and end of next week. So we've been watching the flow of the jet stream. We've had this strong Pacific jet that's really dominated our pattern here as we progressed into this weekend. And it's what's responsible for helping us get these warmer, nicer conditions in the near term. But at the same time, that's been developing, which has knocked out the ridge over Alaska. Well, we've seen a ridge kind of migrate over toward Greenland north of the Hudson Bay. Now, a ridge in that area this time of year allows for frequent troughs to move through the middle part of the country. We have a very vigorous one we're going to be watching next Wednesday into Thursday, emerge in the Central Plains. Now, this trough right now has been forecast for the last 4 days to be quite deep, and as a consequence, it is really going to produce a powerful springtime storm system in the middle part of the country. The problem will be there's likely going to be enough cold air on the back of this that's stretching through parts of Nebraska, getting into South Dakota, parts even of Iowa, but Minnesota and Wisconsin, we may have enough cold air to bring in some pretty substantial snow. And I know I hate to say that because we had about the same thing happen a year ago in April, although it was about a week later. We had a big spring storm, winter storm that went through the middle part of the country. Well, we're seeing a repeat of that this year. And that following that system, we're going to get a cool down on our temperatures that'll probably last through the middle part of the month. So this cool down won't be as cold as it was April 2018, but it's certainly not going to be the warmth we're going to get to experience this weekend. So I'm kind of bummed about that. When I look out longer term, though, with this pattern we've got going right now, nothing says that it's going to slow down. You know, we right now are technically wetter than we were in 1993 when you look at the October 2018 to middle or beginning of April here, comparing both time periods, but going back to 1993. So 1993 compared to 2019, we're even wetter than we were at that time. Now remember, the major flooding problems we had in 1993 began, really got going in April and lasted through August, where part of the state of Iowa had 150% of its annual rainfall in those 4 to 5 months. So this is something we're concerned about. And just last night, I got the new long-range outlook from the European model. It comes out on the evening of the 4th of every month here, and it keeps the Central Plains wet all the way through June. So that is concerning because that is the headwaters for the Mississippi River. It keeps part of the Eastern Corn Belt much closer to average, maybe at times a bit drier. So we're going to find some planting windows as we progress to the end of April and beginning of May. But one place that also keeps very wet and very volatile is the southern part of the United States. So this is shaping up to be a very interesting spring for the U.S. here. And we're going to have to keep a close eye on when those planting windows do open up once we get past the cool down for mid-month to see when we're able to get some field work done. Now, looking in South America, certainly the next 10 to 15 days, we should be seeing the decrease of the strength of the Brazilian monsoon, yet it looks to continue to be wetter than average as we progress through the coming weeks here. So this is going to help that safrinha crop finish well, and the drier conditions in Argentina, just helping them harvest their first crop beans and corn here, so the full season stuff. So that's shaping up to be a positive for much of what's coming out of South America. And just kind of a bigger picture feature I'm watching, we got to be paying close attention to the strength of the current El Nino. So the warmer conditions we have across the Central Pacific, right now it's keeping some cooler water off the west coast of the United States. But if I see that cooler water expand south, especially getting off the Baja of California, I'll start to have some major concerns. El Nino seems to be fighting that right now. which means we would tend to, if El Nino hangs on, we'll tend to have a wetter summer. But if those cooler waters do expand and push against the warmer waters coming from the tropics, that could be a signal towards some heat and possibly some drier conditions midsummer. Now, it's all just stuff we're going to have to watch, but I want to keep everybody aware of the things that I'm paying attention to. So it's a very interesting pattern in the near term, and we got some big things to be watching as we spread this forecast out through the rest of spring and early summer.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible, helps us wrap up this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find it online at willag.org.